Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
In the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Yes, they are, Ghost. Hey, everybody. Vince in the Bay. Shouts to everybody early into the chat room. Speaking of early, I am late. I apologize. I am running late. I was hanging out with the lovely Debbie Daly. Shouts to Debbie Daly. I was having a really good time hanging out with her for about 20 minutes, the last 20 minutes, and so I'm late getting this thing started, but I'm here. I'm Vincent Bay, open lines tonight. I'm going to probably do some shake things up tonight and take your calls. Nothing really scheduled except I'm going to do a review in a second of an album. I stopped doing the Tuesday night live, this is Thursday night live. I stopped doing the, Tuesday night, new release is Tuesday. I stopped doing that because it's the worst listen to show. So I started having guests and stuff, and I had a great Tuesday show. But I still want to do, review music. So I will do every week a music review. It won't be an entire show, but it'll be a segment. And I'm going to do that later on tonight. Also, take your calls. Of course, they take priority. Again, I apologize for running late. I'm gonna come back in just a second, get on the mic, and take your calls at 347-826-7667. And I'm Vince in the Bay, and I shall return.
Thursday in the afternoon.
what you said, why don't you come back to my house? She said, my husband's out of town, you know he's gone till the end of the month. Well, I was just so nervous, you know I couldn't really quite relax. Cause I was never really quite sure when a husband was coming back.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh yeah, Vince in the Bay, back here, taking calls, and I got Big Rick with me. What's up, Ricky?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, bro. What's on your mind tonight?
Ah, man, I just saw that Rebecca Black video, and my mind is blown because how the fuck does she get 60 million views within a week? I don't get it. Someone's
crazy.
That horrible. Why would someone watch that?
It's horrible. It's insanity. You know what's making it worse?
What?
Us talking about it right now.
Oh, well, you know what? Yeah, you got a point there. Let's talk about something that's been on my mind. How about my girlfriend, okay?
Yeah. What about
she's
her?
Probably listening. Probably not. I don't really care. I don't like her no more. Her name's Michelle Lynn. She's a fucking whore, I'll be honest with you. I need to stop cursing on your radio station. Sorry about that.
Oh, you know what? It's okay. As long as you don't get too crazy, I don't mind an F-bomb or whatever here and there. You're fine.
Well, yeah,
you're good.
I'll be honest with you. I'm buzzing off of 3 Heinekens, and I'm kind of pissed, too, because
Let it out, bro. You don't have to explain anything. Don't explain anything. Just let it out.
She's pregnant. Okay? It's out there. She's pregnant. She cheated on me, and she's pregnant. And I'll tell you one thing. If that baby comes out of her vagina, I swear to the Lord above me, Hercules and everything, I will kill her. With my fist in her face. I will punch her so hard she turns into a fucking door. Okay? Because I tell you one thing. I don't care if her name is Rebecca Black, Madonna, Whitney Houston. I will lay my hand on her. Okay. And I know
I don't get down like that.
You don't?
Don't get down like that.
Not whooping her. I'm not saying whoop her ass or beat her. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying there comes a point where you grab someone by their shoulders and you shake them so they, you know what I mean? So they understand. I'm not talking about like beat her. I mean, I say a lot of things, but I don't necessarily, you know, go through with them.
No doubt. A new factor of 10.
Okay. Who's that lady? She sounds cute.
That's Harris Faulkner. She's beautiful.
How beautiful is she on a scale of 10?
1,000.
Check it out.
Here's my salute to Harris. Check it out. If you like that, you're going to love this.
Hello, everybody. I'm Harris Faulkner, joined today by...
Mrs. Bash.
Coming up, the president and Democrats, they're hot. And tax cuts. So they say. You can't protest if you haven't actually read the material. No doubt. A new factor of 10. I was just, ew, and they're just... but, you know, I'm on the other end of the fish chain. Can you eat a piranha? I'm from the South. We fry everything.
I'd probably eat that.
Yeah, it'd be good. Serve it with fries. Well, we are minutes away from President Obama arriving. Stimulus. Crucial speech on jobs. And dare we say, stimulus. I don't think it's really just him. I think he probably has some people. I'm Harris Faulkner, and for Julie Banderas, and we are live, flexing some political muscle to resolve a flap over Old Glory. How's your golf game? Well, golfers will tell you, it's a game that soothes the soul. Rusty, we found a place for my 5.5-inch heels, finally. More trouble tonight, just 2 stops as we go across America. Have a good one.
Oh, I will, baby, I will. Harris Faulkner, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Stay tuned for the album review. Coming up next, I'm going to review Snoop Dogg's newest one, Dogumentary. If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Got maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch-ass troll.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those?
If you grew up with hoes and your pantaloons,
celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I like fuck hoes.
You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So
that bitch is trying to use my white ass so you can smoke more hash for ass.
Fuckers.
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence of Vincent the Bay.
I'm from hags, bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
I got 99 trolls, but a bitch ain't one.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind, share it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers
first off,
on one hand.
There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right. Let's take another call. We got a block number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you know, you sound like a babe.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What a good with you, Vince.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man, shit, nothing. Just tuning into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worshiping music like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having a goddamn sense, trying to push me. I try
try to ignore them, talk to the Lord, pray for them, but some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again, back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again, paparazzis with their cameras snapping them. DA trying to give a nigga shaft again, half a mil for bail cause I'm African, or because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine, but ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got and the bitch ain't one. Hit me.
I got 99
problems and
a bitch ain't one.
Hit me. Hello. Hello. 111. Yeah,
you're on the air. Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl.
Carl.
Carl. Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah. Hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or because. I think little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And, can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, it's... I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but... I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bone hit.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and One-Eyed Jew?
The other day, okay, I was going down my man, and I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
Now,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who was this? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that you, maybe
because
you want to switch.
It's your,
if you want to switch men with this other bitch, maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl calling my man? Is this a girl who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right, 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not
I'm
Mormon. She's Baptist.
Like a Mormon.
She said she's Baptist. She's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
Immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she on my man. I just want to know.
Who's your man?
Why your man on me?
Why
you know my man's
man
on L. You don't know my man's on L. My man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies. So, you know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, it's Darrell. Darnell. Sonny's.
Wait,
son of a bitch.
What?
Oh.
All right, man, forget it. You gotta try harder. It's your boy. Vincent the Bank.
If you're having troll problems, up your bat for your son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
right. Vince in the Bay back here with you, taking your calls. We have waiting patiently on the line with us, International Booby 2. What it do?
Oh, what's going on with your main tonight, this evening, yo?
Nothing, dude. It's open lines tonight. I'm just kicking it freestyle, just improv, whatever. Whatever's on your mind, feel free to share. And, you know, I can pretty much chop it up about anything. You bring up any subject, and I'll find something, some angle to take on it. So whatever's on your mind, seriously, throw it out there, dude.
Well, tonight I'm really on some relaxed type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Well, usually I'm on some rah, right? But no, I'm on hoes, and I encourage the ladies to call in tonight if you want to talk to Vince DeBay, International Booby 2. So feel free to call in, ladies, because I'm going to play, and I might scoop a couple of y'all up this evening, you dig?
Yeah, I can dig it, man. Appreciate you hanging out with me, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm on tonight, you know. I don't really have no political agendas this time.
it doesn't necessarily.
I know with Vince DeBay,
it doesn't necessarily need to be political.
I'm trying to relax my mind. Yeah, I'm trying to relax my mind this evening.
We don't want to talk about, say, oh, I don't know.
Bolivians. What?
Bolivians.
Oblivions. Right.
The Bolivians. That's a different continent altogether. The Libyans.
Libyans.
The Libyans, yeah. Yeah, you know how we're bombing the shit? You know how the people that were bombing this week? Yeah, the people we're bombing this week are the Libyans.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you don't want to talk about that.
No, I'm trying to wind down.
How about, are you paying attention to college hoops?
No.
Okay. Baseball started today. Opening day today. The Giants.
Come on,
and the Dodgers.
Vince, man. You know I don't watch TV, man. You listen to my show. You know I don't watch no TV, man.
Oh man! All right, we need to fill you in on shit, dude. Well, first of all, baseball not necessarily. I didn't watch baseball on TV. I just look at it. I watch everything on the internet, dude.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm not into celebrities and all them rich people, man. They're I don't support that. I used to before the recession. But since the recession hit, they're not doing nothing.
But you know, you in a way, you are a BTR celebrity, so in many ways you are a celebrity. So you're a self-hating celebrity, in other words.
No, I didn't really plan on being a celebrity. You know, I just spill out information so other people can, you know, better help themselves and better themselves so we can get away from the celebrity status, because I'm not getting no money, you know, off of this. You know, this is just some free spill. But what I be trying to say is, we're supporting athletes and all these people. We're spending money with them. We're looking up to them. We're praising them. And at the same time, we got people starving, and you know what I'm saying. So it's like I feel stupid looking up to people and people are doing bad, and they're just sitting back, ha-ha, look at my Maserati, ha-ha, please buy my next CD. I'm not going to help you if you lose your house, but ha-ha, look at my Maserati once again. That's the type of shit, you know.
Then you should stick around. I'm going to talk about the new Snoop Dogg record that just came out. You're going to love that.
Snoop doesn't count. Snoop doesn't count.
Why doesn't Snoop count?
He's got a pass.
He's got a pass? Oh, man. Well, you know what? He's not getting a full pass from me because his new record just dropped, and I'm going to review it in a little bit here. And most of it's actually pretty good, pretty vintage Snoop. I'm happy with most of it, but some of it is just like, why did you even include that, dude? Like 21 tracks? Like take out the six or seven that are just pure filler and garbage and get rid of that shit. It's purely trying to monetize. He's just like, oh yeah, I just came out with a record. And E-40 came out with another record. It's like 45 tracks or something. It's like 40 tracks.
What do you have
E-40
to say? As far as E-40 goes, what do you got to say about that?
I love E-40. E-40 is a wordsmith. I don't like, you know what? I don't really like his beats and stuff. I really don't. I'm not down with his production value at all. But I like his wordplay, and I like the rhymes and stuff he comes up with, although he kind of bit a lot of his style, as did Snoop Dogg, from Mac Dre and a lot of these guys in the Bay that aren't as heralded. And rest in peace, Mac Dre is no longer with us.
Now, you're from the Bay, right?
Yeah, I'm from the Bay, and I'm in the Bay.
Right. Vince in the Bay, right. Okay, and this is a Bay topic. Very good how we looped it around. Now, I'm a very big fan of Mac Dre, of course. I'm a big fan of E-40, of course. Matter of fact, I used to live in the Bay when I was a kid. You know, my second favorite football team is the Raiders, so much love to the Bay. International Boogie
Stuff. That's my first favorite football team.
The Raiders, right. I can dig it. We on the same page.
But I always liked the Oakland. I grew up in the South Bay in San Jose, and I always had an affinity because we're kind of split down the middle as far as like location wise, and so we could go either way. And a lot of people I grew up with tended to be 49er and Giants fans, but I always liked the A's and the Raiders and the Warriors. I was always East Bay teams.
I can dig it.
But I was stoked when the Giants won the World Series last year. That was fun. That was cool. I was digging that.
The Giants. Okay. Does that one guy, Barnes, still play for the Giants?
Barnes? I don't know, dude.
They said that was on steroids and he hit all the home runs and stuff.
I don't know. Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds, dude.
He retired years ago. He's gone. Long gone.
Did he ever play for Giants?
Barry Bonds, yeah. He played most of his career with the Giants.
Well, you see how rusty I am.
Yeah, he's been retired for, maybe 5 years now.
Okay, that's about
that. Well, he never officially retired, though. He kind of just sort of
didn't show up.
He just sort of, injured one year. Yeah, and he just sort of didn't show back up. And people were like, so are you retired? And he's just like, no, I'm not retired. So are you coming back? No, I'm not coming back. So you're retired? No, I'm not retired. So you're coming back? No, I'm not coming back. So you're retired?
Sweet.
No, I'm not retired.
Sweet.
All right, Barry. Actually, Barry Bonds is in trouble right now. He's I think they're calling witnesses to his big court appearance deal. I think there's a federal case against his trainer. I don't know. I'll have to look into it. But let's bring on another caller. I got Gary Schultz, 67, with his hand up. What's up, Gary?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind, bro?
Not much. I'm just, sitting here in Detroit. It's kind of cold and whatnot. It's. Where are you located at?
I'm in the Bay. Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. Yeah,
that's a nice area.
It's kind of cool. I enjoy it. Yeah, it's beautiful here. It's a beautiful day today.
My only problem is there's a whole bunch of fags out there.
Hey, you know what? You get used to it. After a while, you see enough greased up holes and enough of people doing rim jobs in the middle of the park, you get used to it. The part that I don't like are the stinky, dirty hippies and wannabe gutter punk kids who are like trust fund babies who are just living on the streets because it's hip.
They should just, castrate them all.
Well, I think they kind of do it to themselves socially already.
No, I mean with a rusty knife, just like...
Yeah, that's usually what I prefer as well. Or a scalpel, a finely sharpened scalpel. I'm Vince in the Bay. Join me, won't you? The number 347-826-7667. I'm going to take a little rickety break. And, don't forget, I'm going to... what am I going to do? Oh, I'm going to review the Snoop Dogg record that just came out. That's worth looking forward to, kids. Unless you call me. The number, 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'll be right back.
Oh, my God. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
Run for it, Marty!
Who? Who?
Who do you think? Delirious!
Holy shit!
As Commander-in-Chief, I'm grateful to our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, and to their families. And I know all Americans share in that sentiment. For generations, the United States of America has played a unique role as an anchor of global security and as an advocate for human freedom.
America.
Mindful of the risks and costs of military action, we are naturally reluctant to use force to solve the world's many challenges.
America.
But when our interests and values are at stake,
America.
We have a responsibility to act.
I don't get down like that.
It's time for a music review with Vince in the Bay. Tonight's music review, Snoop Dogg.
I like them girls from the Dara Heights or them girls on heels. I take a trip up the world on wheels and get in a fight and make it back to my ride. Pop shots at some truckers disrespecting the sign. My big homie, my cousin, schoolyard bozo.
That's Snoop Dogg. Off his new one that just dropped Tuesday, it's called Dogumentary. And I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm going to be reviewing Dogumentary now. So sit back, relax. If you haven't heard Snoop Dogg's new one, we're going to take a deep dive into it right now for you, kids. And the track you just heard there was The Way Life Used to Be off of Snoop Dogg's latest Dogumentary.
But it never stopped my rhyme. In fact, I got better. Clutching on Berettas, blowing that sticky, turning to weather.
Even with the reflection of 10 gold and platinum albums twinkling in his eyes, Snoop Dogg stays focused. His 11th studio album, Dogumentary, sees Snoop invite up-and-coming talent like The Cataracts, Marty James, Pilot, and Wiz Khalifa. Snoop has also attracted big-timers such as Bootsy Collins, R. Kelly, T-Pain, Kanye West, and John Legend. Snoop has also brokered unexpected summits with country superstar Willie Nelson on the track Superman, and he's also teamed up with Animated Misfits Gorillaz for the track Something Like This Night. Dogumentary follows Snoop from all angles, solidifying his role as Alpha Dog.
And I'm slipping away into a zone where these hoes on my dog bone. A dog whistles and they download my ringtone.
So the first track is Toys in the Hood featuring Bootsy Collins.
We're just having fun and nobody gets shot. Now, where's my leading lady? Now we're moving.
Yikes. That sounds terrible. What the fuck? That's how they start the record off, too. I love Bootsy, I love Snoop, but that sounded like crap. All right, 0 for 1 so far. 1 down, 22 to go. That's right. No, 21 to go. There's 21 tracks on this documentary so far. Crap sandwich. It's 0 for 1 as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's try another one here. This is actually, you know what? It's 1 for 2 because the second track is The Way Life Used to Be, which is this track right here, which features nobody. It's like one of the few tracks on this record that features it's Snoop Dogg featuring Snoop Dogg.
OG, my nigga, for real though, straight up off the east side, top of the hill, y'all. I'm looking at the overview, thinking about 86, damn, I was overdue. Walking in the hood, making mixtapes, trying to walk about the hood. While talking up the hood, nigga, talk about the hood that I came from.
That's right.
Me, that real crip crazy. Why do oops and daisy?
Now, see, this is the kind of Snoop, this is the Snoop that I remember. This sounds like Snoop Dogg to me.
Don't you forget that. Get it till you get back. Hit that kick back.
Yeah.
Three flies run away. Reminisce about the things that my grandma.
See, that's fucking Snoop Dogg as far as I'm concerned. That's a winner. So 1 for 1 Snoop Dogg so far. All right, let's try the next track. This is My Own Way featuring Mr. Porter, whoever the fuck that is.
Stay away.
That's cool. That's a good one. 2 for 3, Snoop. Snoop's 2 for 3 now. That's a good one. Let's try the next one. He's on a roll. He's two for his last two. Let's see. This is track number 4 now. This is Wonder What It Do featuring Uncle Somebody. It's Uncle Chuck. Uncle Chuck. That's Uncle Chuck there. All right, not bad. Okay, all right, 3 for 4, Snoop. Not bad, dude, not bad. Doing better than I thought. It started off really bad with that Toys in the Hood bullshit, but whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm reviewing Snoop Dogg's latest here. This is Dogumentary that just came out on Tuesday. And so far, I've listened to 4 tracks, 3 for 4. He's doing good. Let's try another one. This one's called My Fucking House featuring Young Jeezy. It's My Fucking House, and it's spelled F-U-C-N, My Fucking House, featuring Young Jeezy and E-40 from the Bay Area, and that was a crap sandwich funneled into my ears in liquid audio form, and he gets a strike for that one. So in the first 5 tracks, Snoop Dogg is 3 for 4. Not bad, good hitting percentage. Let's try the next one. This is Peer Pressure featuring Tracy Nelson.
Gotta stay on deck for that. If you a buster, you gon' get checked for that. It's so real. Home no five bed deal. Did that. Now tell me how does that feel. Can't stop.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Where's Tracy Nelson? I know. Where's Tracy Nelson? Oh, here we go. You gonna ride me, baby? Oh yeah. Oh baby, yeah. Yeah, I like that one. That's a sexy track. Okay, Snoop, you've got 4. I've reviewed 6 of these tracks, and Snoop's doing good. He's 4 for 6 so far. All right, let's go on to the next one, shall we? This one is I Don't Need No Bitch. Featuring Devin the Dude and Kobe Honeycutt.
We used to rock to the rhythm that didn't stop. Now you telling me I need to be getting out and go find me a.
Yeah, meh, I don't know. I kind of don't want to give him that one. I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't like terrible like that My Fucking House song, but it was. It was serviceable. It'll work. Okay, 5 for 7 so far for Snoop. Pretty good, man. All right, let's try the next one. Platinum. Oh, boy, here we go. This next track is called Platinum featuring R. Kelly.
Still I am the realest, surrounded by the rocks. But your boy sip the Hennessy. Love is a hospital. And I was born in VIP. Sick and it's no cure. Bad case of VIP.
Oh my God. His own slanguage? Yikes. Sorry. Nope. What do we have here next? Oh, and the glory rolls on with the next track. This is track number 9 now. It's called Boom featuring T-Pain.
Yes, you are. Toasting up, coasting up. And when we done, we west coasting, love. For Shindo, blowing endo. How much for the dog in the window?
What? Oh, my God, please make it stop. I know what you're thinking, folks. Sorry about that. All right, moving on. The next one, the track number 10 is We Rest in Cali.
Good old bug, we do a house party. What the fuck is a club? And the SA, they sold most of the drugs. La Familia, hell yeah, and we the plug. We get money.
Oh, sorry. All right, moving on. L.A.
Duck, King, Angel, Clipper, real sex stripper.
Yeah,
Clipper,
yeah, Clipper, ooh, five, yeah.
Rhyme, bonafide, Denver, ESPN, oh. You know.
Sports, yeah, I know. Sports Center. Yeah, of course, bro. I'm down.
Up the NBA championship.
NBA championship, baby.
Your favorite television episode.
Kobe Bryant in the building. Blobbity, bloobity, bleebity, blobbity, bloop. All right, next is, oh, this is a good one. I like, just, this is probably the best title for any track so far. This is called Gang Bang Rookie featuring Pilot.
D-O-double-G, hoes with double D's in line to double D. Twisting up the OG about a
hoe. Oh, yeah.
Until I OD. The one they all want to come to see. Hoes loving me, you niggas want to be.
Ah, twisting up the OG. I like that one. Gang Bang Rookie, that gets a... Okay, so there's 6. We're halfway through the record, and so far he's batting 50-50. 12 tracks so far. I gave 6 thumbs up. So let's keep the glory rolling on quickly here. I know this is dragging on, kids, but I'm doing this for you. So you don't have to do this dirty work and figure out which good tracks to download off Snoop Dogg. Because let's face it, the beauty of this new age of internet downloading is you can pick and choose stuff. You don't have to buy the whole record and be forced to pay for the songs that you just don't want to listen to. So I'm helping you weed through this process. Weed through this process, literally, folks. And let's see, what else do we have here? Speaking of weed, this track is called This Weed Is Mine, featuring Wiz Khalifa.
Cause the episode's facts full of chronic. Out of this world, could relax on a comic. This is church music, listen to the choir. To burn my kush, you must use fire. D-O-double-G like never heard before. Smoking that bomb like THC-4. West Coast worldwide, seashore to seashore. When's the last time you seen a cheek in a G4? Don't worry, I wait. Time's ticking, I'm tripping, I'm slipping away. Into a zone where these hoes on my dog bone. A dog whistle and they download my ringtone. And she's so hypnotized by this pimp's poem. What I got here is mine, gon' get your own. I put beats to rhyme, get peace of mind. OZ's to dimes and this weed is mine.
Oh yeah. I like your weed there, honey. Can I smoke some of it? I see your weed there. I realize it's yours. Could I have a little nugget just to puff later for the road?
Smell what I smoke for the bag open up.
Who's this joker? Oh, this must be Wiz Khalifa. Yeah, he's got a record out today, too. All right, shut the fuck up, dude. All right, there we go. That was Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa. This Weed Is Mine. Wiz Khalifa also has a new record out, and I'll probably review that later, or not. All right, let's keep going. He's got another track here. This is Snoop Dogg off of his new record that I'm reviewing here. The record's called Documentary, and this is a track. It's Snoop Dogg featuring Snoop Dogg, and the track is called Wet.
Wet, wet, drip, drip. Drip, drip, mommy, mommy, can you drip?
Oh my God, I don't think he's singing this to me.
Drip, drip, drip.
This is a naughty, naughty, naughty song, Snoop Dogg. Ladies, what do you think of this song? Seriously, give me a call. 347-826-7667. Is this an objective song? Do you think this is a sexist tune? I don't know. I mean, you're telling ladies to be like dripping wet. This is disgusting, isn't it? All right, that's kind of a naughty song. But I like it, though. I'll give it to him. I got 7 for Snoop Dogg. Oh, did I give him The Weed Is Mine? Oh, fuck. Yeah. 8 of these 15 tracks I've listened to so far. 14 tracks. 8 of the 14. Good ones. Let's see. Track 15, Take You Home, featuring Too Short. But I ain't got a small dick. Just ask around. I bump a lot of holes in this town. I get down. I come long and wide. And when I pull it out, they all want to ride. All right, that's worth it just for Too Short alone. I don't have to hear any more. That one's good. So far, I guess technically I'm digging this record. 21 tracks. It's ridiculous. All right, let's see what else we have here. Track 16, Something Like This Night, featuring Gorillaz. Girl is trying to kiss me slow. I'm leaning like a 65. This life I live's incredible. These trees I breathe are medical. Take a look in my eyes. Hold on tight, enjoy the ride. If you don't feel good, then you out of place. My universe is out of space. My look, my style, my product case. Little daddy, get out of face. Trip this. All right, I don't know what are the Gorillaz are doing in there. What are they doing, the production or something? Something like this. All right, I don't know who the, you know, nobody really knows who the Gorillaz are exactly. I mean, it's just they know it's the brainchild of that dude from Blur or whatever, and Snoop Dogg's appeared on there. So that just basically is probably a leftover Gorillaz track that they gave Snoop to put on his record because they didn't use it. Okay, what else do we have here in this smorgasbord? Now we have track 17, Superman, featuring Willie Nelson. Make it fly wild. Alright, I guess the whole track is just basically Willie Nelson playing harmonica and Snoop Dogg saying, hey, yeah, yeah, go ahead, do that, yeah, go for it, yeah, play that, Willie. Brilliant. Alright, moving on. He's got another track here, number 18, Eyes Closed, featuring John Legend. I don't know what the fuck is. It sounds like there's two songs playing at once right here. I can explain that because I failed to mention the fact that this is Eyes Closed featuring John Legend and Kanye West. Let's try to see if we can find John Legend in here. Hold on. I like John Legend and all, and I like Snoop Dogg and all, and I kind of sometimes like Kanye and all. Moving on, here's another track called Raised in the Hood. Track 19, Raised in the Hood. I was popping like his bone, slamming Chevy with the block. He's up, what it do though? Now I ride two though. The Porsche looking mean, I thought was it too old? That's for something for the club. Popping like his bone, slamming Chevy with the block. He's up. Rip, rip, bleh. All right. Almost done, kids. Track 20, It's the Only Thing. And track 21, Cold Game, featuring LaToya Williams. Let me see if I can find LaToya Williams on this. Yeah, that's a nice way to end the record for them. Good for them. Overall, I lost track. I think I gave Snoop like 12 or 13 or 14 out of 21. Let's just say 15 out of 21. Only six stinkers in that whole thing. A lot of filler, though. Come on, 21 tracks, please. The one that takes the cake from this one for me would probably be the first track I played, which was The Way Life Used to Be. So here it is. Snoop Dogg off his new one, Doggy Style. No, it's Doggumentary. Documentary, right. The new Snoop Dogg documentary. This is the track, The Way Life Used to Be. I'll be right back taking your calls. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay.
Real rapper.
Hey, yo, Battle Cat.
No, it's Vince in the Bay.
It's your dog.
Hey, what's up, dog?
Big Snoopy Digo Double G.
What's up, bitch Snoop? I can't even say that, dude.
I was thinking.
What? What's on your mind, dude?
We need to take it back.
Yeah, let's take it back.
To the way it used to be.
How'd it used to be, though,
you feel
dude?
Feel me?
I'm feeling you. Where?
Come on.
I'm here. I'm coming. I'm here. What's up?
Yeah. Drift with me.
I'm drifting, bro. Let's do this.
Drift with me, y'all.
I'm right there. I'm right along. I'm drifting right. Oh.
Yeah.
Good times, bro. It's Vince in the Bay.
Take it back to the afros and the naturals. Cake cutter picks, we slips into the back rows. OG, my nigga, for real though. Straight up off the east side, top of the hill, y'all. I'm looking at the overview, thinking about 86. Damn, I was overdue. Walking in the hood, making mixtapes, trying to walk about the hood while I'm chucking up the hood. Nigga, talk about the hood that I came from. It raised me, that's real crip crazy. Why do oops and daisy? Demon or a heathen, scheming while I'm dreaming, screaming to get even, thinking it's believing. And don't you forget that, get it till you get back, hit that, kick back. Three flies, one away, reminisce about the things that my grandmama used to say. Stay in your own lane, stay on your own, and quit trying to be grown. Day turn to night, and play turn to fight. Yeah, I guess my granny was right. I like them girls from Ladera Heights, or them girls on heels. I take a trip up the world on wheels and get in a fight, make it back to my ride. Pop shots at some suckers disrespecting the side. My big homie, my cuddle, schoolyard bozo, slid me away just to get me away. I'm just a Long Beach nigga outside of my hood. I'm banging, riding, but doing it good. And when I get locked down, ain't no hiding and wondering. Soon as I hit the county, I'm up in 4800 with the dealers, the killers, the realest, the beasts. The best from the west and the beats from the east. Yeah, I'm acting a fool. I'm getting my degree from Gladiator School. I chose this life cause I knows this life. Sell a little crack and my flows were tight. I'm playing my choice and what's cold is I can still hear my grandma's voice. Say day turn to night and play turn to fight. Yeah, I guess my granny was right. You get caught, then you don't walk, cause you don't talk. And these was the rules, squeeze on the fool. I came up in a different era, homie, where the Jesus, the G's, and the little wannabes really want it. Wanna be like, cause the sea life make you wanna G like. Now who you wanna be like? That fool on the TV screen, or the homie on the corner getting major cream in a Cadillac, beating like Battle Cat. A nigga with money, don't know how to act. Smoke till your eyes get cataract. All money nonsense, yeah, none of that. Quarterback, running back, quarterback, rock him up, bag him up, front him back. If the trick up the track, do you want your money back? Little bitch was a bunny rat. Watch for the funny act, cause it's gon' come. And my granny said it's no fun. She say day turn to night and play turn to fight. Yeah, I guess my granny was right.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay rolling into hour number two on the program. Thank you, everybody, for holding tight. I appreciate those who hung with me through the duration of the album review tonight. Shouts out to Cannabis Monk, Creme de la Creme, Don Nicolian. How do you say it? Don. Let's just say Don. Don Nicole. Don Nicole. Nicolione. Nicolione, I guess it is. Like Sergio Leone. Don Nicolone. Nicolone could be. Don Nicolone. I know Don Nicolone has a very popular daytime show here on BTR. I follow her and try to check her out when I can. She has like big time guests, and she gets down and dirty. She's great, and I really appreciate her hanging out and also enduring that Snoop Dogg album review, which I didn't think was that bad. I mean, I'd say 50-50, half of those songs are decent, seriously. So whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay, launching into hour number two. It's Open Lines, another hour of Open Lines, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. And joining me for hour number two, my co-host this hour will be Fish Tank Shitter, a.k.a. Fat Red Dragon from the 420 Grindhouse crew. Welcome to the show, Fat Red Dragon, a.k.a. FRD. I'm going to start calling him FRD. It's just easier than me saying Fat Red Dragon. So he's joining me tonight, and he's here to plug an epic interview he's got lined up for tomorrow night. So I'm going to bring him on now. Welcome to the show, FRD. What it do, bro?
Thanks, Vince. Man, I appreciate you having me on the show tonight, first of all.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for coming on, dude.
Yeah, no, I'm honored. And no, to speak to the point that you were just talking about with the interview tomorrow, that's for anybody who listens to Sirius XM, I'm sure you know who Jason Ellis is. His producer, Mike Tully, will be on the 420 Grindhouse tomorrow night, about 10:30 Eastern time. Tune in. You're not going to want to miss that shit. But in the meantime, let's get this on, man.
Absolutely. So you're in luck. The One Angry Jew is here waiting to take you on, bro. Are you ready for the Jew?
Absolutely.
All right, let's bring on the Jew. Jew, what it do?
Now, why is the Jew taking him on? For what?
Because that's what you do, man. You challenge
well,
people,
not everybody.
Right? You challenge us all, don't you?
Sometimes,
you're thinking,
yeah.
I think everything that comes out of your mouth is a challenge to everybody. And it's a challenge / assault.
You know what my greatest challenge is tonight, Vince?
What?
Should I eat that ice cream or not, man? It looks good.
Which ice cream? Well, what flavor is it?
I like that. What do you call it? When it's got vanilla and orange sherbet mixed together. Is that not friggin' awesome? I mean, who put
pretty
that
good
together?
Pretty
good.
Awesome. You have something, can you paste something in the chat for me to see? I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I've
never heard. You've never seen
did
that.
You email me something. The Jew always sends me unsolicited email of just like his toe, his right big toe or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And for all I know, he probably sent me a picture of like his thumb stuck inside of some ice cream and is assuming I'm getting the reference. I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
Just talking about ice cream. Sometimes ice cream is just ice cream.
God, it's always something.
Jew, how do you feel about Neapolitan?
You know, I'm not real fond of the Neapolitan, only because the strawberry doesn't do it for me.
That's the one that gets me too, man.
You know, vanilla chocolate, I'm okay with vanilla chocolate.
Word.
But
I'm a troll and a liar.
A little checkerboard action is never hurting anybody.
I'm still coughing from this damn flu, whatever it is. Oh, I remember the ice cream that used to come in little...
The little cups?
Little boxes.
Oh.
We used to open the box and then put it in the plate. It'd be a rectangle of ice cream.
Okay.
Well, was that back at Auschwitz? Where was that exactly?
Back at camp. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
camp. Oh, the
I went to the James Auschwitz camp for wayward Jews. What the hell is that shit?
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage.
He will. It's so
bad. I have
bad.
Not been listening to him.
You know what? You're not missing anything. It's the same thing, over and over. It's the same. He does the markets for your ass, and then he gets trolled, and it's all those little script kiddies that, and now they have their own little message board, the capitalist army. Mm-hmm. And it's great. All the little kiddies are over there, Moxie included.
Oh, nice. Hey, what about that green tea ice cream you get at the Chinese places?
Mm-hmm. They're all idiots.
No, that's Japanese, I think.
Yeah, Japanese. It makes me, I'm in the mood for a good sushi.
I could deal with a little bit of California maki right now, actually.
Oh, no, I want that stuff with the roe.
Oh, yeah. No, that's on top. That's on top.
On the top. That's cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They had fantastic Japanese places in Thailand. Wonderful places called Fuji. Used to go there. And I could eat sushi for $10. It's great.
How many hours?
You could sit there for a long time on $10.
Okay. That's a good fish chow, then. I'll give you that.
Oh man,
Jesus, man! You sound worse than me, and I'm part radioactive.
I couldn't even sleep last night. I kept coughing every time I tried to fall asleep. I kept coughing.
Is it the plutonium that's keeping you up, or what's going on?
No, I'm on the East Coast. I'm not worried about that shit. Not
now. Oh yeah, me too, dude. All right, cool.
No, it's me. I'm the one that's. I'm now part. I'm a walking biohazard.
Yeah,
you're so, like Golden Radio Hulk right now.
Speaking of the Golden Radio voice, what happened to that Ted Williams? What was the?
Well, he died. I think.
I heard he was in a halfway house for up and coming actors.
Really, what happened to him?
He hit 406 and then. And he just went to sleep.
What the fuck are you talking about, Fat Red Dragon? And what are you smoking?
What is this guy talking in code?
No. 406. Come on, Ted Williams. Ted Williams. 406. Don't even fucking mess with me now. Come on.
Are you talking about the baseball player Ted Williams? We're talking about the golden voice of radio, Ted Williams.
Oh fuck that guy. He's not even worth anything. We're talking about 406 over here.
Well, I want to know what happened to him.
I don't know what the hell 406 home runs, you mean? What does that mean?
No. He had, I don't even think he had that many home runs. No, he hit like 406 for a season. That was his season average.
Oh, his batting average, yeah.
Yeah.
See, the Jew thought you were talking about his weight.
Oh. I have no clue what he was talking about, but if it had anything to do with sports, forget it. I wouldn't know what he was talking about.
Well, that's right. You're Jewish. I forgot.
It's not just, no Jews follow sports.
They
dumb ones do. Yeah, the dumb
Tennis. Kopech. Yeah, you're right.
You got Sandy Kopech.
I don't know what they follow. I don't give a shit.
Martina Navratilova. Pretty familiar with her, right?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yep. She plays tennis, right?
Plenty of Jews out there. Plenty of them.
Yeah.
High profile.
So he's headed to Baltimore. This was March 9th.
Who is headed to Baltimore? Who are we talking about? Who's going to Baltimore?
Ted Williams.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to find any news article
about
that
red
direction.
That red
direction. Trying to find a news article about
that guy. That they have a laugh factory. What's that?
The 24th of April at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, that's right. That Red Dragon is also going to be at the Kitten Factory in Columbus, Ohio. And
I'll be at the Vagina Factory in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, right after that.
Yeah, check it out. Oh, hey, let's take a break here. But before we do, Fat Red Dragon, tell me a little bit about your show lined up and your special interview lined up tomorrow.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. I'm not going to lie to you, Vince. It really is kind of a big deal. I know that we kind of deal with a certain audience here, but But tomorrow we are going big time. We are going to bring in the satellite radio, and we're going to kind of try to tie this whole thing in and see if we can't all get in on the same boat. But long story short, we got Mike Tully coming in from Jason Ellis Show tomorrow. Tomorrow about 10:30 Eastern Time on the 420 Grindhouse. Don't miss it, people.
Are you Canadian?
No, but I have a lot of Canadian friends. I live just under Canada.
Thank you, very nice.
Right on. Well, I appreciate it, bro. That's Fat Red Dragon, FRD of the 420 Grindhouse crew. He's hanging out with me. I'm going to be my co-host for the next 50 minutes here. If you want to join us, the number 347-826-7667. We're going to continue chopping it up with the Jew in just a moment. I'll be right back. Oopsie daisy, my bad. I think this is the one I wanted to hit. My bad.
Mr. Paul Simonon is now going to bring.
No, that's not the one I wanted. God damn it, son of a bitch. All right, here, let's do this. Ride the fence, bitch.
Attention. I get to tell y'all a little bit of things that I believe in. Go like this. I'm anti-imperial, anti-trust, anti-gun, the shit don't bust. Anti-corporate date, anti-my essence, anti-sorting them, anti-depressive, but I'm not pro-popping them. I'm provocative and pro-stopping them, FBI hopping them. Who professional at black bear pals hand you a six that you can't put down. Muscle anti-narco, anti-bike, 911 muscle anti-crisis, anti-social point instinct, fingers of anti-finger machine, proletarian, funkadelic, parliamentarian, probable in the 21st century, putting up in Congress saying, fuck it out, but bring the people with you, that's a protocol, it's needed joyful like jailbreak, the whole world is anti-United States. Check it out, anticipate the antivenom. Move your antibodies to this revolution rhythm. We gon' be fucking with a pro-union, but most laws they bite. Anti-motherfuckers crossing the strike. Take a look around me, poor or good, but you can't change shit. Ride the bitch, come on, ride the bitch. And you don't really wanna ride the bitch. Now see, you really wanna ride the bitch. How would you even wanna ride the bitch? Do y'all really wanna ride the fence? Hey, Scare, gon' help us on this one right there. Spread this shit right there. That's funky, that's funky.
The political symphony will quote narcotics.
something much more punk that we plotted. Come and get some if you ain't got it. Indonesia, China, why? Purple hair, time, and they deny. Take my ship, we gon' act the fire. Come and join the dirty, so we act the war. Indonesia, China, why? Purple hair, time, and they deny. Take my ship, we gon' act the fire. Come on and join the dirty, so we act the war.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Back here with Fat Red Dragon of 420 Grindhouse and One Angry Jew. What it do, Jew?
Jew.
Or not. Earth to One Angry, so you can hear him typing.
Oh, yeah. No, he's got one of those Dell quiet keyboards. I mean, you even know what kind of computer he has.
Come on, Earth's a Jew, One Angry Jew.
I'm a troll and a liar.
All right,
clickety clack, clickety clack.
Whatever, it is what it is.
Little bastard.
So,
hey, anyways, man, Back to the Future is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, you caught the reference. Good, somebody did. Thank God.
Oh God, dude, I've been catching that for like 4-8 days now. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've beaten that bit to death. I'm gonna put that to rest for a while.
Well, I mean, I am kind of the first one who called you on it, so.
Yeah, you did, but that tells me, hey Vince, all right, people are connecting, they're picking up what you're putting down, pick up something else every once and again.
What happens if we go back to 1955 right now and tell the Libyans that Gaddafi's a cocksucker? Like, are we going to be? Are we cool in heaven if we do that?
They already knew back then. They already knew back then. You know, we helped put them in the place there.
Oh, is it somewhat like?
You know, I actually did. Last night I did my show technically part in the future. My guest last night called in from Australia.
Did you broadcast from Libya?
No, not Libya. Australia. I know it rhymes. It sounds similar to in your brain, but no, two different things. Australia? Down under. He was calling in from last night from Australia, which is a day ahead of us, almost the full day ahead of us. But they're really close to us, too. It's bizarre. So
yeah.
He was calling me from the future.
So you kind of got a little bit of a glimpse into what was going on tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Oh, Jew, what do you think of that?
I used to live 12 hours ahead of you.
Right.
And where would that put you? Or do you want to dox yourself? Sorry.
Thailand.
Oh, Thailand, right. Uh-huh.
Bangkok?
Chonburi.
Same thing, really.
No, not the same thing.
No?
About 90 miles difference.
Well, yeah, but I mean, when we really break it down, we're talking about the same thing.
What are we breaking down?
Yeah, absolutely.
What is it we're breaking down?
It has been broken down so much that it's nothing now. We dissected it down to fucking molecules, bro.
I'm a troll and a liar.
We almost went all the way back beyond when Christopher Lloyd was born.
That one-eyed fucking Jew is a one-eyed fucking Jew.
That's right. You take that.
You know, we like clarity here.
Yeah, yes. That's right. Hey, ladies, we got three bachelors here available for you now. We don't make us have to do the sexy fun time because I'm sure at the drop of a hat, Fat Red Dragon will be happy to fire up a tiny chat and get this party really fucking cooking. What do you think, Fat Red Dragon?
I heard you say the word sexy and I started lifting my shirt, so yeah, I'm down.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you're, you know what? I'm not gonna infringe on your copyright because I know you wouldn't infringe on mine.
No, we would never, by any means.
I have no idea what either you were talking about.
Yeah.
You're going to find out,
better
dude.
That way. It's better that way, dude. Better
probably
that
is.
Way. So what we're going to do is a different segment. We're going to come back after we get fired up here with this track, assuming I can find it. But I'm going to adopt the format of the 420 Grindhouse crew. They have a segment over there called Sexy Fun Time, if I'm not mistaken. Correct, FRD?
No, that's correct.
Yeah, Sexy Fun Time. Now, I used to do, and I still do from time to time, a show a late night on Saturday nights. And if I have nothing better to do, I'll do a show on BTR called Saturday Night Party Sexy Time, which is kind of sounds similar, but it doesn't incorporate the tiny chat and all that. But I think we'll meld the two together, and we'll get fired up with some. Well, first of all, ladies in the chat room, I want you to get comfortable, undo your bras if you still have them on.
If you have any baby oil, we'd prefer if you could put that on too.
Yeah, gentlemen, get your lotion ready. Ladies, let the puppies out. Let the girls breathe.
Show your tits! 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 Show your tits!
Yeah, sorry. The studio audience getting a little out of hand in here. My bad. You turn the applause sign on and they just go nuts. It's crazy.
You never know what they're going to say.
I tell you. All right, I'm trying to find this goddamn introduction. What is it called again?
Anything with the word sexy in it.
Party Sexy Time. Yeah, but I forgot. Did I start it with Saturday Night Parties, or is it just Party Sexy? Let me see. Party Sexy Time. Here we go. All right, here it is. We're going to come back in a couple minutes with the FRD. I'm going to go fire up the Tiny Chat. Check me out. I guess we're going to do Vince in the Bay. We'll go to tinychat.com/Vince in the Bay. And we'll be right back as we get into live Party Sexy Time with Vince in the Bay and our special co-host tonight, FRD. Get ready, Jew. Pull down your pants, pull out your little wiener, and let's get things rolling, kids.
It's time for your Saturday Night Party Sexy Time.
With your host. Only it's not Saturday night. It's Thursday night. So scratch that. Pretend like he said Thursday night.
It's time for your Saturday night Thursday party night. Sexy time
with your host Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, baby.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
I'm a troll and a liar.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince is a slob troll.
Yeah. Hey.
Saturday night party, sexy, sexy time, sexy time.
Ooh.
The Bay.
Party Sexy
Bay. Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Vince the Bay.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
I go to a club on a Saturday night. I order a vodka to make me feel right. The place is best. Dancing couples everywhere. Take a seat in the corner and dance. Suddenly, I see you are dancing too. Your hips are shaking. I don't know what to do. I want to talk to you, but my mouth is dry. Oh, why am I so shy? Yabby dabby day, yo ho ho boy. I wanna be a disco boy. Wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight. Wanna make you mine tonight. Yabby dabby day, yo ho ho boy. I wanna be a disco boy. Wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight. Wanna make you mine tonight.
Yabby
yes, we know that some of them are gay.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much.
Anyway.
Saturday Night Party Sexy Time.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the bay. In the bay.
Saturday Night Party Sexy Time. Party Sexy Time.
Cactus Patriot Greg.
Cactus.
Yahoo.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Yahoo.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay?
The Game Jam.
Vince in the Bay.
Represent in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Party Sexy Time. Party Sexy Time. Party Sexy Time. Party Sexy Time.
Woo! Analysis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva y invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del
hombre.
Oh,
my.
Vince in the Bay. Vince in the Bay.
Saturday Night Party Sexy Time.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Thank you very nice.
Party Sexy Time.
Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the Bye, Bye, Bye. Welcome back. My guest co-host for the remainder of the program is Fat Red Dragon, joining me via the 420 Grindhouse crew. They have their show every night of the week, pretty much, except for on the weekends when they do the wake and bake and all that good stuff. Before we get into the sexy time, let's have FDR tell us a little bit about the 420 Grindhouse for listeners who may not be familiar.
Well, we hit the airwaves about six times a week, man. We get Janelle on Monday, and she does the primetime grind. And you don't want to miss that, first of all, because Janelle has gigantic breasts. Once in a while she'll put them on. She'll put them on Tiny Chat, so you don't want to miss that. And then you got Tuesday through Thursday with the Cannabis Monk. It goes without saying that he's probably, no offense, Vince, but he's the best host on BTR. And then Friday you got me, and I'm bringing in the star talent and all that stuff. So no, we're big time, man. We're not messing around on BTR. We're taking it to the next level, and we want all your listeners to be a member of that too. So check us out, 420 House. You can't miss it.
Yeah, they basically come on right before I do every night.
Yeah. It's like a perfect hand-in-hand type of a switch-off, hand-off type of a deal that we got
going on. That's nice.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Jew? What's nice, Jew? Their show?
No. I just downloaded a bunch of Motown stuff.
Yeah.
A bunch of what?
Motown.
Oh, Motown. Okay. Good for you, dude. Right on. Hey, more power to you.
Nothing wrong with Motown, man. Nothing wrong with it. You know, pick me off was Boys to Men. Those cocksuckers thought they were Motown, and that's.
I don't know what that is. That's not Motown.
Right.
I know
exactly
what Motown is. I know what R&B is, and I know what Quiet Storm is. Apparently, everybody wants to redefine everything. That's the problem. Everybody wants to redefine everything.
Well, how do you redefine a Quiet Storm?
You put rap in there? I don't know.
What is Quiet Storm? Enlighten us, Jew.
Quiet Storm is good stuff.
I don't know.
Quiet Storm is, let's see if I can pull some stuff out of my ass.
No. We don't want any examples. Just what is it?
Quiet Storm is music, something on the tune of Phyllis Hyman or...
Is it Jew music? Is it like Jew music?
Quiet Storm? It's black.
Yeah. Oh, okay. it's like Jew music then.
Black music is not like
Jew. It's like klezmer. It's exactly like klezmer. So, yes, you're correct.
Quiet Storm is Phyllis Hyman. It's you even know who Phyllis Hyman is?
Are you asking FRD
my
or Vince?
God!
Actually, it's a
No, I do not. I have no clue. Please,
do you know who
inform
Phyllis
me
Hyman was? Well, there's probably a couple songs you'd recognize that came from her. She was
Ow. I think she released Ow and Bloody Sheets.
Phyllis Hyman?
Yeah.
I'm making fun of Phyllis Hyman's name. First of all,
not familiar with her work. Not
she killed herself.
Very not ringing a bell.
No.
Oh, well, I'll have to send you a couple of MP3s. And
I'm pretty sure my last name was Hyman. I'm going to kill myself, too.
Phyllis Hyman was a fantastic singer. I remember being in a jazz club downtown Philly, and she walked in with her entourage to see the main attraction of that night, who had been one of her backup singers or had been one of her singers on her album. And they were passing the microphone around. It was a fantastic fucking night. And Phyllis Hyman got up and sang. This is a jazz club that maybe holds about 50 or 60 people. And she had one big table, and it was just everybody in that room was a singer. They were passing the mic around, and just everybody was singing really fantastic stuff. That stuff doesn't happen anymore.
Fascinating.
Everybody's redefining all this stuff.
Oh, amazing. Mesmerizing.
It's actually amazing that I could actually keep a grip on the edge of my seat while the Jew was talking right there.
Shockingly compelling. All right. Hey, FRD, this is for you, bro. You requested some fishbone. I have some classic vintage fishbone. I used to play this when I first got into radio, when I was in the early 90s, when I was doing college radio, and I was actually playing LPs on the air. I used to play this song almost, religiously. And just because I like all the shouts out, and a lot of the shouts out are to radio stations that still exist here in the Bay and also all over the globe. Anyway, this is Modern Industry from Fishbone. I'm Vincent Bay. Join me, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
I know, man.
Área 213, Cooper 365. Yeah.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Bye. And you're back with me for another 20 minutes. My co-host tonight, Fish Tank Shitter, a.k.a. Fat Red Dragon, better hyphenated or abbreviated or amalgamated as FRD. What to do, FRD?
Don't forget sexy fun time.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to do this? You want to do this?
Yeah, man, I want to take my clothes off.
We're not going to do it in mind chat because that would defeat the purpose. So, right. Have you scouted any locations?
No, I think the monk has though. I'm pretty sure the monk has
really
been scouting.
The monk, all right, the monk has.
If I know the monk, then he's been scouting.
We're talking about Cannabis Monk. He is the leader of the 420 Grindhouse crew.
If he hasn't been scouting, then he'll be scouting right now. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, he's really good at this. You guys have the formula down pat. And you know what? Let's give a little teaser. Let's show people. There's two videos that I posted up on my YouTube. If you haven't checked out my YouTube, folks, it's youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. And you know what's sad? It's when you have a YouTube channel and there's more videos on there about somebody pertaining to somebody else's show than there are about your own.
It's
really
not
sad.
I mean, it's just homage.
Yeah,
homage,
whatever.
Homage to the sexiness.
I was witness to two individual sexy fun time experiences, and they're both captured on YouTube. You should check him out. Go to youtube.com/Vince in the Bay. Hell, there's only three videos on that channel, so just go there, watch all three. Two of the three are going to be what we're going to try to accomplish here momentarily. This is, I'd say the best one to watch is the first one, the one we did, you guys did last week.
One from Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'd say I got sick nasty on that one. I mean, to be honest with you, I pinched my nipples and people were kind of getting off in the video. So you can,
yeah,
you
people
can
are loving
there.
It. Usually you get kicked out after the you stripped. What you do is you go into Tiny Chat, you strip tease for the kid, for the girls or whoever. Mm-hmm. Somebody gets offended and then bada bing, bada boom, you're kicked out. But this particular one, people were digging it. So
I think what it is most of the time is that people get kind of a little bit butt hurt by the fact that I'm so sexy and fat. I mean, like, how do you do that, really? If you're a fat red dragon, are you sexy? Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Judge for yourself. I'm not going to be the last word on it, but the videos are up. Check them out.
All right. I posted one of them. Did you post the other one?
I haven't been yet. I'm not doing very much with my keyboard right now, to be honest with you.
All right. That's fine. As long as you guys, you and the monk, are in hot pursuit of a good suspect or potential prey.
Oh, yeah. No, it's coming. It's coming. Don't worry.
Jew, what do you think of it? Do you approve of this? Jew, what do you think? Jew? Oh, my God. You know what? I'm getting, not only am I, I'm waiting here patiently for the monk and our good friends at the 420 Grindhouse crew to find a good, healthy chat room and Tiny Chat that's in Tiny Chat with at least, like, you know, it's got to be at least like 8 to 10, the very minimum 8 to 10 people in there that are having some sort of random casual group conversation.
Oh, yeah. We shoot for at least 50 people, usually viewing, and then we go for anything under 12 cameras.
Mm.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I think the Jew is MIA. Did they put him in the oven?
We wouldn't be so lucky. No, he's still here. Jew, what's up, dude? You're quiet. You're sending me MP3s. I'm getting bombarded with stuff. Debbie Daly and one Angry Jew are both bombarding me with Skype messages and files. Like, he's sending me a bunch of MP3s.
Mm-hmm.
Which he always sends me MP3s that are good, though. I mean, you do have a Jew. We don't have the same tastes in music necessarily, but I definitely connect with you on a lot of. We have similar tastes. Like we cross over in a lot of areas. But yeah, so I'm gonna check this out. See what the hell.
Well,
this
what's
Phyllis Hinder? What the hell is that?
What's Debbie's here?
I'm sorry, you're Patriot Gregging there. Say that again, dude.
What is Debbie sending you?
Oh, she sent me a screenshot of her breasts, and it's a T-shirt on. It's her boobies, and it's just a white T-shirt on, and it says property of the BWC.
Uh-huh. I thought that's what it was.
Did she send that to you?
I got it about 30 seconds ago?
Oh, okay.
So he got what 30 seconds ago?
A file from Debbie that was a screenshot of her boobies in a white T-shirt with a marker that says on it that says property of the BWC.
Ugh.
And the free half gallon of water right behind her.
Oh my God, they're coming.
Yep.
I can't listen to that shit.
There's no escape from it.
That's a tough.
Well, you know I feel guilty now because I feel like the Jew is judging me, and you know, I'm taking a little bit of offense to it, but I'm not being set up with all the shit.
Judging you in what way?
Well, I feel like you're, you know, first of all, I can feel you undressing me with your eyes, and I take slight offense to that. Secondly, you know. I feel like you're judging the baritone tone that I'm talking to you with. So, what's going on, Jew?
Do you have another tone that you could use?
I could.
All right, well, let's hear it.
Well, I'm not sure if I want to get that high with you, man. Do you want to go? Do you want to go to? Do you want a sexy fun time land?
No, I want some ice cream. Is what I want.
All right. Well, what if there's ice cream at the end of sexy fun time land? Will you?
Let me explain to you the philosophy of the Jew. Okay, I think I can help you now.
Okay.
In Thailand, there is no such thing as a massage without a happy ending. However, I have a twist on the happy ending massage. I like my happy ending in the beginning. I like a happy beginning.
Show your tits! Show your tits! Show your...
And then in the middle, I like a massage. And at the end, I want a happy ending. It's like a happy ending sandwich. So I want my ice cream now, and I want it after as well. Did that help you out? God, I wish my voice would come back.
Yeah, no, I wish it would, too.
Yeah, I mean...
You have no idea. I tried to sleep last night, and all I'm doing is coughing. And there's nothing to cough up. It's dry. There's nothing in there. And I'm still coughing.
I'm not sure how I'm supposed to get hard for sexy fun time without a little bit of Ric Flair.
Yeah, I know.
Understand.
We need some ladies. We still have some time to bring out some lady callers. Sheik, you're welcome to call in, or if you know anybody that might want to call in. You know who I haven't heard from in a very, very, very long time? Before I do say that,
I spoke to him today.
Oh, really? What did he say? He was here earlier.
He's still sick.
Yeah. BHJ?
He's still sick. They got him. They really screwed him up with antibiotics, and they got his whole system all fucked up.
Well, but that's what happens when you give Jewish people medicine.
He's
not Jewish, dude.
You are not
paying
attention.
We're talking about Kenny.
You've definitely
Moore.
Got a concentration issue.
Yeah. I'm
that's right. Tell him, Jew. You tell him. Thank you, bro. Appreciate that. Oh, boy.
Focus like a laser beam.
Any ladies out there, please call in. Big ups to the chat room. Cannabis Funk, Dr. Han Solo, Fat Red Dragon, First Plan Tune, Goofy Bone, Sheike, and the Great Satan. Also, a couple of guest listeners, thank you for tuning in. Anybody listening in the podcast or overtime or whatever, the...
Wait a minute, I'm the Great Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, all hail the Great Satan, whatever. What do you want me to say?
I'm having a special on souls today.
Oh,
how much?
That?
Well, it's only going to cost you half your soul. We'll collect the other half later.
Can I keep my pubic hair? Is it cool if I keep my pubic hair?
I don't care if you shave. What do I give a shit?
Well, I just thought... I thought that was kind of part of my soul. I mean, I've been led to believe my whole life that I was waiting until I was like 14 to grow at least half of my soul.
Pubic hair is not part of your soul.
Really?
Didn't you ever watch... Have you never watched C-SPAN?
I was told I was Jewish, and I didn't know what was going on.
Are you Jewish?
No. I guess my pubic hair is not part of my soul. I thought it was. I guess
I'm not getting this guy. I think he's on a different wavelength.
I guess I'm Catholic.
Well, if
he's not
and,
on my frequency.
Of course not. If who is? Seriously.
Well, not many.
All right. So, anyway, you're going to get a better idea of what FDR or FRD is all about, hopefully, before the show's over, or maybe we'll have to do it in the overtime. I don't know. FRD, what's it looking like with Cannabis Monk and finding a suitable tiny chat to raid?
And he's all over it, man. We got something called Barbie's World.
What is that? Throw that.
He wants
that
to into Barbie's World, but it's kind of a sketchy situation, so we're going to have to be very trepidatious.
Underage is what you're saying.
Oh, no, it's just that they want us not to be there, so.
Oh, okay. All right, well, moving on. There's got to be something. If not, then it's all good. If we could fit it in, great. If not, folks, you should definitely check out FRD and Cannabis Monk and Hot Janelle and the whole crew over there. I've had two of the three of them as a guest on this show in the last week. I just need to get the Monk to come on next, and I'll have the trifecta.
He's an elusive bastard.
Really?
Yeah.
He wouldn't come on?
No, try to pin him down. I dare you.
All right. I'll see what I can lure him with. I'll think of something.
Yeah. I've been trying forever, and I can't. So let me know if you find out what works.
You're on his show. You're on his show. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes you have to pick up after the monk. So
I don't get any of
this. On your show, man, just let me know what it takes, and I'll throw it out there every day. No.
So Jude, tell me, what was this under your spell? What's this track you're sending me?
That's Phyllis Hyman. When you hear it, you go, oh, that's who she is.
All right. Well, tell me who Phyllis Hyman is, because I don't want to say, oh, that's who she is. I want to know
she's
a little backstory.
But she's a black singer from Philadelphia.
Oh, she's a black singer. Mm-hmm. I'm not really feeling any black singers right now. I've played a lot of black singers anywhere already. Do you have any Asian singers? Do you have any Asian singers?
Any Asian singers? Well, yes, I do.
Yeah.
I'm a black singer.
I did live in Asia. Yeah, I did accumulate some. What kind of Asian singer would you like?
Do you have any Yoko Ono?
A really hot one with natural...
All right, if the Patriot Gregging doesn't stop, someone's going to have to slap themselves.
Who's Patriot Gregging? Hang on, who's Patriot Gregging?
Well, it's not you.
Aw, come on. I got nothing running, dude. I got no reason to Patriot Greg. We do have a tiny chat room, though. Tinychat.com/thehit. That's THEHIT.
Oh, really? We do?
What is this tiny chat crap?
Go ahead and tune in, Jim.
Well, FRD, can you do me a favor? Post the link in the BTR chat?
I don't. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Coming right up.
Check this out. Let's see what the deal is here.
No, I don't get any of it. Still want my fucking ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to you in a second, and we'll hopefully have evidence of it up before the end of the evening or beginning of the morning, whatever you want to call it. What was I doing here? Oh, yeah. I got to do it. Let's try this here. So, oh, there it is. It's tinychat.com/thehit. The hit. All right. So, don't get going yet, FRD. I gotta get set up on my end. So, just get comfy, but don't show your hand yet, hands or anything. Just kind of lay low in the cut. Let me get dialed in here, and we'll get this rolling.
No problem.
Yeah, that's what I got here. First of all, we got to set the scene here as well. Let me put some music on to set the scene. Fuck, I have so much goddamn crap on here. It is redonkulous. Where is this? Huh. Incredible.
Where's Jeremy?
Jeremy?
Yeah.
Who's Jeremy?
Producer. I thought Jeremy was the producer.
Not here of this. No.
No? Oh, okay. I thought he was everywhere.
Wrong show, dude. You're in the wrong show.
No, I just thought he was... I didn't know he just was on my show. I thought he was, like, everyone's show.
Oh, you thought he was built into every show on BTR?
Yeah. No,
he doesn't work for every show on BTR. Just your show, dude.
Oh.
The monk hasn't, I don't know, some deal worked out with him.
I got you. Okay, cool.
I don't get any of this shit.
All right. Well, you'll get this. All right.
I'm not getting any of it.
Mood music.
Well.
Oh yeah. It's the romantic Vincent the Bay version of Sexy Funtime Kids with FRD. If you want to get on the action, you better do it now. It's over at tinychat.com/thehit. And hang on, FRD. Let me get my camera dialed in. And wow, it's popping off in there right now. Whoa. Yeah, okay, dude. Hang on. Give me just 1 second. All right, FRD, whenever you're ready, you do your thing, buddy.
All right, man. Well, I'm kind of leading them in right now, and hopefully this will translate over to the video on YouTube. They have no idea what's coming to them right now. So far, I've waved to them, given a little bit of taste of exactly what I'm about. But I'm up here. I'm hot. I'm sexy. My music is gone. I'm not going to dance until it's back. But
oh, yeah.
These people are ready. It looks like they're kind of primed up a little bit. It looks like the girl on the bottom left.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, she wants to take those things out.
Let the girls out and out to play, honey.
I'm thinking so. As soon as I hear that first beat, man, I'm up on my feet.
Oh, you want it? Okay, here. You're just waiting for the music. All right, here we go.
Yeah, I'm ready. Check this out.
Okay, let me down the music. Is somebody already playing it for you? It sounds like somebody's already playing it in the chat for you. All right, fuck it.
Whoa. Time out. I got banned.
Already?
Yeah, I didn't even take my shirt up yet.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. I really feel like I'm letting the Jew down here. This is what's pissing me off the most, because he's being kind of a dick, and he's kind of being like, well, what the fuck is this guy
about?
You know
what? I think I blew your cover, bro. You know what? Because I was in my tiny chat, I totally fucked up.
See, Jew, see, you know, I was trying to freaking redeem myself to the Jew, and then you screwed me, man.
Yeah, I totally fucked that up. See, what happened was, this happens to me all the time when I do this stuff. The people in the tiny chat heard everything I was saying, because my mic was live when I was in my tiny chat, and I logged into their tiny chat, and it didn't ask me to change any of my settings or mute anything. So my mic was live, so they heard me talking about it the whole time. So they just started dumping people that looked suspicious.
Yeah, Vince, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. Dude, that's actually pretty cool. No, I'm actually lying to you. That sucks.
Yeah, that wasn't cool. That was lame. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to wrap up the show. FRD, do you want to stay in the overtime for like maybe 5 or 10? All right, we'll stay in the overtime. If anybody wants to join us, we're going to try it one more time somewhere else, hopefully. You've got a couple minutes to join us if you want to hear it live. If not, check out the archive at blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. In the meantime, you want to check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Hang on, I'm doing 2, 3. Oh, FRD, tell us really quick in about 20 seconds. Once again, about your show tomorrow night and who your guest is.
Tomorrow night, blogtalkradio.com, search 420 Grindhouse. You will be able to listen to myself, Fat Red Dragon, FRD, hosting the show and interviewing Mike Tully from The Jason Ellis Show.
Okay. Very well then. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Vincent the Bay. Once again, if you want to get in on this, we're going to try it one more time at one more tiny chat. If not, again, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VincentTheBay. Big ups to the Jew, Fat Red Dragon from the 420 Grindhouse crew, everybody who trolled me early on, and you, the listener, listening live and in the archive, I love you. To everybody listening live that's not going into overtime with us, I appreciate it. Stay tuned for the post-game wrap-up. I'm going to take a little brickety break here and be back with hopefully some successful party sexy time. I won't fuck it up this time. I promise. I promise. I will redeem myself. Anyway, this is for you, Jew. I'll be right back.
Gentlemen, Miss Ethel Merman.
A dream, about you, baby. I had a dream, it's gonna come true. They think that we're through, but baby, you'll be swell.
barrel roll. Anyway.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
I'm muted. Hey, we're back. It's overtime with Vince in the Bay. We now have the Mexican with us. Welcome to overtime here, Goopy Bone. What's going on, bro?
Oh, nothing. I'm just, you know, hanging out in overtime. You know, I'm cleaning the shitters here at Block Talk Radio. Yeah, so that's what I'm doing right now.
That's what's up. Anyway, so I'm hanging out with, we got FRD on the horn. FRD, how's it looking like over there on the tiny chat? FRD, are you with us? Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah over here. Yeah. Hi, hello.
We're doing well over here. Don't worry.
Good.
I got,
good.
Yeah, two leads. We're good.
And did you post them in the chat? Post them in the chat. I gotta find this. I gotta see this.
All right, man. Hold on. It's gonna take a minute.
All right. By the way, I'm gonna be recording this Dr. Cowpoat style for the Insider Stream. Hey, Goofy, have you been seeing these cowpoat videos? Goofy, hello? Am I talking to myself?
Sorry, Vince, I'm on mute. Like I said, I'm cleaning the shitters right now. I've been watching his videos. He's getting his ass kicked by his cat. What's his name? Kobe. Kobe
I'm
the
kitty. I'm calling PETA on him, dude.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got tinychat.com/show Shoes, and that's S-H-O-O-Z, like ooze with a sh on the front. Check it out.
Wait a minute, Shoes? Wait.
Spell that again. Put it in the chat, dude. Put that in the chat.
I did.
Shoes? Oh, you already did. My bad. Okay. Hey, for those of you that are joining us in the overtime, I am here with FRD, Fat Red Dragon, from the 420 Grindhouse crew. We're doing a special Disorderly Conduct version of their infamous Sexy Fun Time, and we're going over to tinychat.com/shoes. That's S-H-O-O-Z. And it's taking, I'm getting my little, oh man, give me a second to load up here, dude. I'm getting the wheel of death over here.
S-H-O-O-O-Z.
I hope that shit don't fall.
S-H-O-O-O-Z.
Hey, Vince, did you know that, remember what happened to your show with the Blog Talk Radio shutting down? It happened to Ghost today, too.
Really?
Yeah, he was pretty pissed.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I have a fucking YouTube video open that's... Oh, my God. All right. Hang on, dude.
Where the fuck is Kobe the Kitty?
I'm not in any hurry, Vince. This is your fucking archive, so whatever you want.
Yeah, we got plenty of time here. We got plenty of time.
Fuck is Kobe the Kitty?
All
right. I assume you edit your archives and shit.
No, I don't. It doesn't matter, though. People could just tune out or whatever at this point.
Yeah, they can fuck off if they don't like this, but if you don't like it, then you're stupid.
Well, you serious? People edit the archives?
My tiny chat is freaking out. The window is just spinning uncontrollably. I've got the wheel of death. The the beach ball pinwheel of death. I don't know if this is going to happen.
Did you put three O's in there?
Yeah, I did. It's like, I don't know if I have too much shit open, too much internet crap open, and one of my roommates has got some shit open or something. I don't know.
I'm almost going to do it without you because it looks like an emo red hair girl, like a really, really emo girl who wants to be Japanese, and then like, no. Other than that, it's just a free for all.
Well, just go for it. Just do it. And hopefully, I'll be able to log. I don't think I'm going to be able to log on though. Damn it. Well, give me like a minute. Hang on. I'm just going to fuck.
You know, I'm not in any hurry, Vince.
All right, hang on. Let's do this. Let me read.
I don't spy Red Dragon. Don't be pushing Vince.
I should probably chill out.
You know, do any of you guys use Chrome?
Yeah.
I use Chrome all
yeah.
the time.
Oh, is everybody in? I'm here.
No.
All right, Jeremy, producer.
That's misleading. That's the video that was spinning. All right. Oh, dude, I'm back in my chat. All right, good.
Cool.
All right. That's tiny...
Yeah, let's do this.
Was snooze or shoes?
S-H-O-O-O-Z.
All right, let's do this again.
Is it posted in the chat room? Well, yes, it is. I'm stupid.
All right, here we go. Oh, hey, I like the cutie.
Just a lot of people.
I like the cutie with
it. Don't ban me. What the fuck?
What?
Showing your peepee. Coming on and say,
that guy's such an amateur. He doesn't even know what to do when he gets on a fucking tiny chat. Here's what he's supposed to do. All right. I don't know, Vince. I got the cams are filling up fast here, so I'm going to go ahead and start broadcasting. I need some sound, my friend. A little bit of sick. Oh, my God.
They beat you.
Good Goofy, can you use your Mexican influence to get that last guy out of here?
Oh man, I can't use the powers of the Force to get.
Look at him, he's Portuguese. You can kind of relate to him.
I don't know. Let me see what I can do.
All right.
Look at that guy eating his own toes. What a nasty bastard.
Why is Dr. House in the room?
Oh God. All right, I'm gonna try to kick somebody out right here.
Okay.
Let's try Dr. House.
Dr. House.
Go ahead and do it, dude. Just go ahead and go for it.
I'm going to try to kick him.
Go for it, baby. Go for it, baby.
I'm on it. We're good.
Okay. All right.
Vince, a little music, please. A little music, please, Vince.
Damn, Dr. House is hard to get out here.
All right, so right now, hopefully they can start about to...
All right, man, we're really dancing up in here. Is that the same bitch in the top two?
And young boy, this is actually, I don't even know if I want to post this on YouTube. There's some cute girls.
Who is he talking to?
I don't know. Maybe Vince is doing a show. I don't know.
Vince, I guess, Vince is doing tomorrow's show, and we're trying to dance here. We're at tinychat.com/SH000Z. That's all O's in case you didn't catch that. I'm about to take my shirt off. Hello, get here.
Well.
Wait.
I'm over here turning my layer into a layer.
Yeah, dude. This is crazy. There's already been a couple of dudes flashing the cock on the screen. So you gotta make it quick.
Well, I'm not going to... All I need is some music.
Get some music for this fucking...
You need music?
I'm ducked down like a Mexican in a fucking stolen car over here, man.
Yeah, you're all scared. I mean, fuck, shit. This guy's hiding.
All right, you're not going to... I don't have access to my switchboard anymore.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'm just going to... here's what's going to happen here.
Put your own music on.
We're improvising. This is Vince in the Bay. I am Fat Red Dragon. I'm about to blow these motherfuckers' minds. Check this out.
Oh, my God. Look at that motherfucker. Look at Daryl. Daryl, man. Look at Fry. Look at
what's going on here. Sexy time, I'm the sexy.
Got you online, fuck. Wow, Fat Red Dragon's going.
It's not like I can stop now.
I know. Fuck, you're going. This guy's all naked and nippled out. And these little hoes don't know what to do.
Talking about Fat Red Dragon.
Talking about Fat Red Dragon.
Oh, yeah, do it, Fat Red Dragon.
No way, he's playing Friday.
Yeah. Give it to him, Fat Red Dragon.
Oh, my God, look at it. Friday, bitches.
Come on, ladies, let's give it up for Fat Red Dragon. Come on. All right, fine, whatever.
He's waiting for me to respond to his dance challenge.
Hey, look, I want you guys to know how hard that was. I'm out of breath now. And
Fat Red Dragon, I give you all the props, homeboy.
I just hope all the people in this tiny chat room can appreciate it, man. Hey, look, this is for you guys. I love you all. At Fat Red Dragon on Twitter, y'all. Check it out.
Give it up, Fat Red Dragon. Yeah. Right on, bro.
Yeah, Fat Red Dragon in the house.
Yeah. Alright, that's it. Fat Red Dragon, get it out of there. Thanks for coming through, bro. Alright, that's it. I'm gonna shut this puppy down. I'm gonna get some major feedback, serious feedback party here. Later party people. See you at the next time.
Are we done?
Thank you.
WRN Network.